小狗英雄
Hero Ben and Amy went to the farm to choose the new puppy.
Which one is ours?
Whispered Amy. Three little puppies were snuggled up in a basket with their mum. Dad smiled. Which one would you like? He asked.
I'd like this one,
said Ben. He pointed at a brown puppy with white paws. Amy shook her head.
No,
she said.
I'd like that one over there.
A tiny black puppy bravely peeped out from behind his mum and wagged his stumpy tail. Dad gently picked up the little black puppy. The puppy was not at all scared. He barked, then licked Dad's hand.
Yes, let's have this one, said Dad.
At home, the puppy quickly settled in. He jumped on Dad's favourite chair.
What are you going to call him? Asked Dad.
Blackie,
said Ben.
No, he is a brave little puppy,
said Amy.
I think we should call him Hero.
Hero kept everyone very busy. Dad covered the floor with newspapers. Hero ripped them up. Amy put water in his bowl. Hero spilt it on the floor. Ben brushed his fur. Hero bit the brush. After tea, Ben and Dad found a basket for Hero to sleep in. The tiny puppy snuggled up in the basket and yawned. 10 minutes later, Hero started to cry. He howled and howled.
Howl, howl.
What's wrong?
Said Amy.
I think he is missing his mum, said Dad.
Ben laughed.
So he's not a brave hero after all.
Ben and Amy stayed up very late with Hero. Dad got cross.
You have to go to bed now, he said.
And you,
said Ben. He put Hero in his basket.
Yes, go to sleep,
said Amy. But Hero did not sleep for long. He woke up in the middle of the night and cried. Ben and Amy both jumped out of bed.
I'll go to him,
shouted Amy.
No, I will,
said Ben. Dad told them to go back to bed.
You go back to sleep, he said. I will look after the puppy.
But Amy and Ben could not go back to sleep. The puppy cried and cried.
Howl, howl, howl.
The next morning, everyone was very tired. Ben and Amy came downstairs.
Good morning, Hero,
mumbled Amy.
Good morning, Howler,
said Ben. Dad made breakfast for the children, while the children made breakfast for Hero. Hero made a puddle on the floor.
You can clear that up,
said Ben.
No, you can,
said Amy. Dad put fresh newspapers on the floor, in case Hero made any more puddles. By lunchtime, they had run out of newspapers.
You will have to learn to go in the garden,
said Ben. That night, everyone went to bed early. Ben put Hero in his basket. Amy tucked a blanket around him. But Hero was not happy. He howled and howled.
Oh, oh, oh!
Poor puppy, said Amy.
Poor us,
said Ben with his hands over his ears. Dad stayed up all night with Hero. In the morning, Amy and Ben found Dad fast asleep in a chair.
What are we going to do? Asked Amy.
Dad woke up and rubbed his eyes.
I will have to ring the farm, he said.
Ben was shocked.
You're not going to send Hero back, are you?
He said.
No, please don't, said Amy.
I won't, said Dad. I'm just going to ask the farmer what to do.
After breakfast, Dad rang the farmer.
What did he say?
Asked Amy. Dad grinned.
He said that we have to find an old clock, a teddy, and a hot water bottle.
Amy found a hot water bottle in the bottom of the bathroom cupboard. Ben found an old teddy in his toy box.
But what about an old clock?
Said Amy.
It has to be a wind-up clock, said Dad. One that goes tick-tock, tick-tock.
Ben and Amy looked, but none of the clocks in the house were wind-up ones.
We'll never find a clock that goes tick-tock, said Amy. Yes, we will,
shouted Ben. He ran out to the garage and looked in an old cardboard box.
I've got one, he said. It used to be Gran's.
That night, Dad wound up the clock and put it into Hero's basket, with the teddy and the hot water bottle.
Now what?
Asked Amy. Dad put his finger to his lips.
Shh! Just wait and see.
Ben and Amy held their breath and watched. Hero put his head against the ticking clock. It was just like the drumming of his mum's heart. He snuggled up against the teddy. It was soft and furry, like his mum's coat. He lay close to the warm bottle and blanket. It was just like being next to his mum's warm body. Ben and Amy gently shut the door and crept upstairs to bed.
Do you think he will sleep?
Asked Amy.
Yes, said Dad.
And he did. Hero slept like a log all night long. So did everyone else.
What a hero,
laughed Ben.